Books on Tape presents Speak of the Devil by Richard Hawke, read by Paul Michael. Chapter 1. If she had known she would be dead in another 5 minutes, maybe she wouldn't have swatted her son so hard. That's just my guess. His balloon had been drifting into my face. That was the problem. It wasn't bugging me, but it was bugging his mother. He was a tow-headed kid with a round pink face. The balloon was larger than his head. I couldn't say one way or the other if the kid was having fun, but Mom clearly wasn't.
Ezra, if I have to tell you one more time...
She seemed to be wound awfully tight for 9:30 in the morning, but I've never been a parent, so I'm hardly the person to judge. Maybe the kid was an absolute handful and his actions drained his mother daily of her reservoir of patience. Maybe the reservoir wasn't terribly deep to begin with. Or maybe the two were running late that morning and Mom hadn't gotten her caffeine jangle for the day. Maybe this, maybe that. Maybe's all over the place. Cheaper than a dime donut, as my father used to growl. It was a Thursday. Thanksgiving is always a Thursday, so that part is easy. Fall was playing out nice and slow. The trees in Central Park were more yellow and red than I'd seen them in years. A high, bright sun was sending down just about zero warmth through the bracingly crisp air, what they used to call apple cider weather. I was standing at the corner of 72nd and Central Park West. I wasn't supposed to be standing there. I was supposed to be making my way up five flights of stairs in a turn-of-the-century brownstone halfway down 71st, swinging my bag of bagels and whistling a happy tune. I had fetched the bagels, three poppy, three sesame, from a place on Columbus that makes them on the premises. But instead...